want to be absolutely clear, John. China is not running for any political office in the United States.
They better not. They caused all the problems in the world.
You might be forgiven, though, for thinking they were when you heard stuff like this.
It's on our genes, even children's toys made in China.
Sharon Angle supports tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas
to Shanghai instead of San Jose.
As they say in China, xie xie, Mr. Gibbs.
So.
That'll work.
Okay, we're three. You'll forget. I'm sorry. 3 weeks away from midterms elections, the attack ads are cropping up. They always do. I mean, we're getting close to the election, means we're going to see more attack ads. But usually, they're attacking their opposition.
The other candidate,
right? They're not attacking another country. But the New York Times says in just the last week or so, at least 29 candidates have launched ads that criticize their opponents for being too sympathetic to China.
I smell a focus group somewhere.
Joining us now is Tom Mosloom. He's the founder of the M Network, which is a marketing and advertising firm that produces political ads. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, is this just about jobs? Is this just that people are suffering? They're worried about the economy. They're worried about unemployment, and it helps to blame it on China?
Sure. It's a narrative tool. I mean, you know, the economy and jobs are among the top issues among voters this election cycle. We need a way to sort of focus, you know, people's anger and wariness. If I was going to speak in Orwellian terms, this is the East Asia to our Oceania. We got to be at war with someone.
Right, but we don't. It's not always China. I mean, in the past, if you look historically at political ads through the era of NAFTA and all those other times, they try to find some scapegoat, and it's not always China.
Yeah, it's not always China. And even this election season, it's not completely China. The Sharon Angles ad that came out last Monday was all about sending jobs to Mexico and giving illegal aliens benefits. So the theme does run, but China is sort of a big one this year because, well, you know, it's a massive outsource. We send a lot of jobs there.
Is this kind of nonpartisan? It seems that politicians on both sides of the aisle are trying to paint their opponents with the Chinese brush.
Is absolutely a bipartisan effort, which is sort of interesting for two reasons. This first came about in the May special election in Pennsylvania to fill John Murtha's seat. Mark Kurtz beat Tim Burns in that race, and that was the first time that the Democrats saw this used. After that, a talking points memo came out from the Pelosi camp to encourage other candidates, this is a hot issue. Once it started being used, though, it crossed platforms because it works. You know, you could have Democrats attacking Republicans because those big businesses are sending jobs to China. You could have Republicans attacking Democrats because they're supporting the unions that are driving up labor rates that are causing jobs to go to China. So it is really an equal opportunity narrative, if you would.
One way or the other, China is the problem. Tom Mosloom is the founder of the M Network, a marketing and advertising firm that also produces political ads. And you'll notice what we're really talking about here, John, is attack ads.
Right.
Yeah.
I just wonder if there's something sort of borderline racial here. I mean, you start attacking China as though, I wonder what Chinese voters would think about that. I mean, the Chinese are actually bailing out the government every single day.
Which is a good question. And if we do have anyone out there who has an answer to that question, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But in the meantime, let's hear from John Porter. He's a former Republican representative from Illinois. He is speaking on Fox Business.
We have serious problems in America that have to be addressed, and they can only be addressed really by people working together in Congress to solve them.
That appears to be John Porter saying, quit with the attack ads and all the nonsense and get to work on the problems. Is that really the message here? Farai Chidea. Farai is the host of WNYC's Pop and Politics. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. There is a remarkable amount of incivility, some from citizens. You know, as I traveled through Arizona recently, there spitting seems to be in vogue against
spitting?
People. Spitting. Yeah, individuals who go out to rally or protest or, you know, express their opinions sometimes get spat on, which I find a particularly disturbing and ugly expression of disagreement, but one with historical precedent. Members of Congress don't seem to be spitting on each other yet, except verbally. And I think what's interesting about this is that this is a coalition, former members of Congress for Common Ground, and they are really addressing their, I guess you could call them their future peers in Congress. They're addressing people who are running for Congress, whether they're sitting Congress people or people who are first-time candidates. They're saying, you guys who are on the campaign trail are giving us a bad name. And, you know, it's pretty pretty remarkable.
Look, I am as hopeful and optimistic as the next Pollyanna, but I think it's rather telling that the people who are saying solve your problems and work together are all former members of Congress.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things that struck me as I started really looking through the list is that you had a lot of people who served. You have some people who served more recently, but you have some people who served quite a while ago, before the cable war. So you have people like Marjorie Holt, who was the first woman elected to Congress in Maryland. She served from 73 through the late 80s. You have, one of the co-signers, one of the initiators, David Skaggs, Democrat from Colorado, served from 87 to 99. What's really intensified in the last decade is kind of the cable war mentality and the attack ad mentality. Not that there weren't attack ads before a decade ago, but things have intensified so much, as we just heard from your segment on the ads about China. So these are people who didn't necessarily have to deal with quite the same political climate that exists now.
Do you have any idea how the current members of Congress are receiving this? Are they taking it seriously?
Well, you know, this is, again, directed towards candidates more than it is towards, I mean, it's also directed generally towards people in Congress, but it's really talking about campaigning. And I have not heard any response yet. I mean, what can you say? Sorry. Sorry about that attack ad. I mean, I guess you could say that, but I don't think anybody is.
But at the same time this is going on, we're getting reports that there are more attack ads earlier than any other midterm elections. So, you know, I guess it either argues that this group that isn't going to be able to be very effective, or that there's a need for the group.
Well, you know, I think that there's always politics is clubby, you know, and I do think that there can be an influence by people who are members of the club. And certainly people who have served in Congress often still circulate, go into think tanks, go into, you know, non-governmental organizations that are still part of the club in one way or the other. So it may have an effect. And, you know, really what this boils down to, the statement says, engage in good faith debate, refrain from personal attack. If elected, behave in office according to these same principles. We'll see.
That's Farai Chidea, host of WNYC's Pop and Politics. Thanks so much.